this football game. So there's a special intensity, a special urgency. Here come the Volunteers. Wherever you listen throughout the world, it's football time in Tennessee.
They bleed. Vol Nation's tailgating and the rearing to go. Yeah, when Nealon gets to rocking, it's a hell of a show. And man, you won't believe that roar when the boys find the checkerboard. The big orange is...
What's up, y'all? Welcome to the Vols Deep Podcast. And welcome to episode 10 this season. Tennessee is now 5-1 with the win over Arkansas. Now 2-1 in the conference. Tennessee barely squeaks by the 2-4 Razorbacks, who recently fired their head coach. Josh Spur.
Just what the are two you, of us. We're missing somebody, aren't we?
Missing Spanky.
A lot more room over here.
Scared of that punishment. What are your positive takeaways?
We won the game, first of all. First of all, it's a very positive thing. We won the game. Joey Aguilar, again, showed leadership. He's looked great. I have no complaints about Joey Aguilar. Didn't give up a sack once again, so offensive line did their thing. It's a win in the SEC, and I'll take it right now.
Like you said, man, it's a win in the SEC. At the end of the day, all that matters is if you win those games. Previous administrations, we lose that game.
Absolutely.
By a lot. Offensively, man, I think we might be the top three in the country. And there's not a question about it. Our running game can't be stopped right now.
Again, the atmosphere was there. The Neyland Stadium was loud and rocking. Receivers caught the ball. There was just there's something missing.
And I
can't put my finger on it. I don't know. If it's, we're going to talk about negatives here in just a minute, so I don't want to get negative, too negative yet. But once it all clicks, this team is really, really good, really, really special.
Yeah, we won. That's my positive, obviously. We don't play Arkansas every year, but it's been 18 years since we beat them. So just
happy. Hey, that's what I'm saying, man. We hadn't beat them since, what, 07?
Yep, just happy to get the win, I guess. What are your negative thoughts on the win over the Hogs?
We let our foot off the gas again in the fourth quarter, and it almost bit us in the ass. Gave up 250 yards on the ground to Arkansas, and that doesn't bode well for this week because Alabama's coming up, and our defense has to get better.
Defensively, man, we looked lost. Except for the third quarter, we came out on fire in the third quarter, and. It looked like a completely different team, and then fourth quarter rolls around, and we're lost again. I don't know. Our signal is out.
Yeah, to sum it up, defense, penalties, injuries, and I think we are too conservative.
I think we've seen a little bit of different some stuff we hadn't seen from Arkansas all year, last night as well. You know, with old Bobby P calling him plays, you know, he's an offensive guru. Has been for years when he's not on his motorcycle. But it was a good time, good environment, but it was one of those games that you don't know until it's over.
Let's also be honest about it. The Green for Arkansas is probably the best quarterback we've seen so far. He was mobile. We didn't let him kill us, but we certainly let him right back into the game. They only had 17 points going into the fourth quarter. We gave him score two late touchdowns or else it – would have been a little bit more lopsided, but for the most part, we contained them, and we created turnovers. And that's what's so confusing about this defense right now, is without the defense, we lose that game because we create three turnovers again, five sacks, and they were big sacks. So it's
five sacks, three
really
fumbles,
really bad at the same time.
I don't understand it.
So hard to figure out.
But, you know, like you said, Taylen Green, he's good. He's really good. He's the one that drove him down the field last year to beat us on like 90-something yard drive. So, I mean.
Scared to death of it all yesterday.
I was too. I was like, we can't give them the ball back right here.
Now, this is our news and notes segment presented by our great friends over at Freedom Motors, second year sponsor of the Vols Deep podcast. Chris Looper and staff over at Freedom Motors, we could not recommend them more. They just flat out get the deal done. Great people, honest people. They can get you finance based on their outstanding relationship with the local banks. That's guaranteed. 865-269-4090. Check them out online and on their Facebook page today. We're live on Facebook, TikTok, and YouTube. We have a great show lined up for you tonight. We look forward to interacting with you. Comment, like, and share. The more interaction we get, the better the show will be. We want to hear your thoughts and opinions throughout the show.
Yeah, Steve already says defense has saved us heaps this season, but that doesn't excuse some of the defensive plays being called. And kind of what we just said, they've saved our ass multiple times. But
multiple times.
At the same time, they've given up so many yards. For all that matters, give up 1,000 yards a game and we win, I don't mind.
Yeah, as long as we win, I don't care, man.
Let's go ahead and check the comment box, get that underway. Chase says, screw Pig Suey.
Screw Pig Suey. I like it.
Brandon wants to know where Spanky is. He is scared of the punishment.
Spanky said he had some kind of youth meeting on a Sunday night at 8:30 instead of eating cereal.
Dylan Hall said the refs. Yeah, we're going to get into that.
We're going to talk about that.
Chase says the defense blows.
Again.
Yes and no. It's like being with a schizophrenic person, you know. You never know what you're going to get.
Yeah. 5 sacks, created 3 turnovers.
Steve said defense has saved us heaps this season, but that doesn't excuse some of the defensive plays being called.
I kind of got aggravated with the guy sitting behind us last night because, you know it as well as I do, Luke, that you can coach them up. You can't go out there and do it for them. Some of our players looked lost last night, especially in coverage. And I don't know what it was, you know. Tim Banks is a great defensive coordinator, but he also has bad games, just like any other coach.
He's had a lot this year, that's for sure.
Absolutely. But like I said, you can't make him.
His hands has been tied with the injuries and stuff, but, man.
Yeah, you can't make him do it.
Especially coming off a year like we had last year.
But Nathan Jones said it best. Just win.
Yep, just win. Kimberly says, go Big Orange. What's up, Kimberly? Jeff says, will we face another offensive line that good? I'm not sure. Alabama.
Got one coming up Saturday. It's pretty damn good.
I'm not really getting to see a lot of Oklahoma either.
I don't know.
Gavin says Martinez needs to go.
I don't think their offensive line was that good. I think there was just a lot of holding penalties that was not called.
There was a lot of holding in that game that was just ignored.
4.1 thousand likes already on TikTok. We appreciate y'all very, very much over there. Beer Gut Brawler says, Hog fan here. Good game.
Appreciate it. Very good
game. Foggerman says, Vols secondary is trash, can't cover, can't tackle, pathetic.
Well, see, we ran into several Arkansas fans inside and outside the stadium, tweeted very well, and they were very appreciative of being in Knoxville. So kudos to them for taking that loss pretty well.
Mm-hmm. Tyler says, we always struggle around the bye week. That is true.
Well, that's just a Tennessee thing, I think. I don't know.
That is true. Let's go over the AP poll real quick. As always, just speak up. If you like it, you don't like it, whatever, feel free to play along in the comments as well. Number one, Ohio State, the Bobcats.
It is what it is.
They did struggle a little bit, but they got it done.
Yeah, you can't argue it. Nope. Number two, Miami.
Can't argue that anymore either.
Nope.
Well, Miami's good.
They're good. They're real good. They're a clear-cut 1-2 this year. They really are.
They are. Jumping up 4 spots, Indiana to number 3.
That one I didn't see coming.
That was absolutely a signature win for Cignetti and the Indiana Hoosiers. So they're going to be the real deal. You know something about Indiana I didn't know about? They got Mark Cuban money. And Mark Cuban just thrown a ton of money and Indiana just this week for NIL.
I did not know that.
Ton of money. So they'll be a force to reckon with for a while.
It's Pat McAfee stomping grounds. Texas A&M, number four, jump up one spot. They beat Florida 34-17.
They're good. They are good. But they have they have some spots to where you could expose them. They shouldn't have beat Auburn last week. They should not be undefeated right now. But here we are.
Poor Auburn. Number five, Ole Miss. They drop a spot, beating Washington State 24-21.
I think Ole Miss is better than Texas A&M.
I do too. I think Ole Miss is maybe the best team in the SEC right now.
Yep. We'll get into that in a minute.
Alabama jump up two spots after beating Missouri 27-24, number 16 in the country.
Last couple weeks, Bama's looked pretty good. So
they have been rolling lately.
It's hard to argue with it. They got the one loss, but we'll see what happens Saturday.
Yeah.
It's a big game.
Texas Tech, number 7, jump up two spots after thumping Kansas.
There's your Big 12 winner right there.
Oregon, number 8. They dropped five spots, losing to Indiana.
That's a legit drop. In Oregon, I believe they're still a top 10 team in the country.
Man, I can't believe they lost that, especially at home.
I know.
That's a tough place to go up there and win. And they went up there and won pretty handily.
Kirby, the only person in the world I know that claps like this. Man, that makes a lot of noise.
Time out. No, time out. No, I don't want that time. Time out.
I'm clapping. Can y'all hear it? He jumps up a spot after beating Auburn. LSU number 10.
I didn't ask for timeout.
I'm sorry. We was talking about it before we started here tonight. Georgia, Kirby is falling off a little bit. You know, this ain't a Georgia team. Yeah, they still beat us and you know, whatever, but them officials in that game were atrocious. Might have been worse than our game.
It was rough. I've got some Oregon fans in the comments. They want to know how they lost to India. We all picked Oregon.
Every single one of us picked Oregon.
I don't know.
There was 61 pickers in our pick'em contest. Out of 61 picks, one person picked India.
Yeah. I have no idea. It's weird. Indiana's a real deal, I guess. Like I said, LSU number 10, they move up a spot. Tennessee move up a spot to number 11.
I told Spur, I said, if we move up any, it'll be one spot.
I thought we'd move up two. We moved up one.
Yeah, I figured we would maybe even stay the same, honestly, because they like keeping us in the same spot. Georgia Tech, number 12, move up a spot. Notre Dame move up three spots after beating North Carolina State.
They're going to be here we go.
They're going to get them in there. By the way, this is Notre Dame's probably last chance to lose will be this coming weekend.
Who they got this weekend?
USC.
Other than that,
it's going to be a cakewalk. Oklahoma dropped eight spots, and they got throttled by Texas.
That's a bad loss for Oklahoma.
Very bad loss.
Texas has not looked good the last few weeks.
Texas is going to lose a couple more games this year, I think.
Oklahoma had everything to play for and just laid an egg.
Yeah.
Looked good early.
Makes me feel better about that game coming up in Neyland.
Yep. BYU at number 15, jump up three spots after beating Arizona.
Yeah, well.
Missouri dropped two spots for losing to Alabama.
Just two spots, okay.
Vanderbilt jumped up three spots.
For doing nothing.
Number 17, Virginia moved up to spot to 18. South Florida, now number 19.
I like it.
They beat North Texas 63-36. Man, that game at halftime, it was tight. He got out of hand quick.
Yeah, I know. I was sitting there. I was thinking about doing a live bet on it, and I was just like, I don't know. And then they scored 42 in the second half.
USC 20. 21, Texas.
They put a whooping on Michigan the other night.
Memphis, number 22, 6-0. That's three teams out of the state of Tennessee in the top 25.
When's the last time we said that? Never.
Ever.
23, Utah. 24, Cincinnati. 25, Nebraska.
Nebraska?
Probably about to lose their coach. I said that out loud, didn't I?
He did. Kirby's a cheater, says Brian.
Agreed.
Robin says if the SEC don't punish him, it's a joke. They're not going to do nothing to him.
I mean, what punishment do you have? I mean, file him a timeout next game?
File him a timeout. I like that.
Amanda sent us 10 stars. Thank you, Amanda.
Thank you very much. 9.1 thousand likes on TikTok. Thank you all very, very much. We've got a fine him from Casey Mason. Aaron says ESPN has the Vols at 28% to make the playoffs. Yeah, we've been around that 30% mark for what, 4 weeks now, probably?
Right around the same.
I sent a message to our group chat earlier about this. How is Texas still – they lost a horrible Florida team, and they're still like a 40% chance to get in the playoffs losses.
I think it may have to do with Tennessee's schedule still remaining. We still have Alabama, Oklahoma – Vanderbilt and Florida on our schedule. That I guess these predictions are trying to say that we'll lose a couple more. I don't know.
Tyler says ESPN projects us to play Nebraska in the Cheez-It Bowl.
Remember last time when you played Nebraska in a bowl game?
Mm-hmm. Let's hit some other quick notes here. 15 days ago, James Franklin was a national title contender, ranked number 3 in the country.
Now he's enjoying a buyout.
Now he's
today he's fired. James Franklin will make $20,000 per day for the next 5 years.
You know, I need a different job. Can I lose 2 football games to make that kind of money?
Oh, that's rough. Josh Heupel's win over Arkansas marks his 70th career win as a head coach. 28. Central Florida, 42, his forever home, at least my leg hopes. So, congrats, Josh Heupel.
Yeah, congrats, Coach. We're loving it.
You know what? I don't get nervous anymore when I hear coaching vacancies because I believe Heupel's here to stay. I believe he loves Tennessee. I believe he loves Knoxville.
I think we'll have to make him leave.
Yeah.
Just like Tony V.
Yep.
A lot of people upset about this. The Savannah Bananas will be in Knoxville in May. They don't like them coming to Neyland Stadium.
What's there not to like?
They're played at both Covenant Health Park, home of the Smokies, and Neyland Stadium. Big month with Luke Combs coming to play at Neyland as well.
Here's my thing. If you're going to do stuff like this, stop raising the ticket prices on us, because that's nothing but bringing revenue in.
Well, here's my thing about it. I'm sure people are worried about the field and all that stuff. It's in May. It's early enough that where it's not going to affect the field. The Savannah Bananas are going to be very respectful. They're going to take care of everything. It's an awesome thing for Knoxville. I mean, I'm certainly in the order to get tickets myself. It'll be the biggest baseball game ever played in the state of Tennessee.
Mm-hmm.
We just had that one at Bristol. Sort of. They'll outdraw the one in Bristol. Think about that.
You think so?
Yeah, they only had like 80-some-odd thousand there. 91,000, somewhere in that range, so. It'll be the biggest baseball game ever played in the state of Tennessee.
It'll be sold out.
I guess you'd call it baseball, but it's a party. The Savannah Bananas do an awesome time. My kids want to go so bad they can't stand it. So if anybody wins that lottery for tickets and doesn't want to use them, let me know.
Barrett says Knox Police Department had no reports of an intoxicated old man on a motorcycle with a young girl on the back last night. So that's good.
That's good.
That is good news. Devin says, boys, it was ugly, but a win is a win. I think our defense looks soft, but I think some of it is rust and injuries.
None of it rust. There's no such thing as rust at this point in the season, but there are some injuries, but everybody's injured. There's no excuse for giving up that kind of yardage to Arkansas. I mean, they're a really good offensive team, but we have to be better. We want to make headway in the playoffs.
Jennifer Graham is listening to us, the Yeti Cooler winner. She says the Savannah Bananas put on a good show.
Thank you, Jennifer. How's that Yeti cooler? Has it arrived yet?
It has not arrived yet.
She hasn't got it yet.
I've got to get a box. I've got to send it to Georgia, speaking of Savannah.
Oh, there it is. It's sitting right there. Yeah, Jennifer, I see your Yeti.
I got to get a big box. Tony Vitello strikes again and lands shortstop Dylan Seward, the number 2 overall player in the 2027 class. I just hope that we get him on campus. Rick Barnes adds a big recruit to his class, 4-star Manny Green, 6'6", power forward. Very physical, they say. That's right up Coach Barnes' alley.
Say it with me. We are in everything school.
Yeah. I don't know if you've got it in these notes or not, but Tennessee men's basketball is ranked number 18 in the preseason poll. So
That's way too low.
I think it's way too low as well. This Rick Barnes team is going to be special again.
Who's the guy that does the March Madness polls? What's his name again? The weird name.
I haven't thought about basketball this football season.
Yeah. Anyway, he has Rick Barnes listed as like number 15 ranked coach.
In the country?
Yeah.
Really?
There's not 14 better
coaches. I can't think of his name.
Joe Lunardi?
It might be that one. I can't remember. It's a weird name. Let's talk about officiating for a second, Spur. You've done officiating for a while. Tennessee, they had 10 penalties for 78 yards. Arkansas had one penalty for 10 yards. How bad is the officiating, not only in this game, but the SEC in general?
Listen.
Clapping, by the way.
Yeah.
Can you hear that? Clapping.
I don't want a timeout. Timeout. I don't want a timeout. Guys, it's... Officiating is a difficult job, and with the speed of the game today, and with as much going on, as many cameras, we see every mistake officials make. Do they get the majority of calls right? Yes. But it's just these odd ones where it's clearly a mistake. Clearly something has gone wrong. Fix the damn mistake if you can fix it. That's what hurts me. The offsides penalty against Tennessee, they call a false start on us.
They called it a snap infraction. That's the infraction. Because he didn't snap it between his legs.
But it was clearly in the neutral zone against Arkansas. And it's a crucial time of the game. Fourth down and one in a very crucial time. There is someone in that replay booth that has the capability of hitting a button and saying, hey, we screwed up. Fix it. It doesn't take 10 seconds to fix it. I don't know why these officials cannot let their egos down long enough to fix a mistake. If you messed up, fix it. All I want is to get the call right. The ACC's doing it pretty good this year on their replays. They got a camera in the booth. You're listening to referees, their discussions. I wish we'd get something like that. And again, the vast majority of calls are correct. It's just that these ones that are not correct are just so obviously not. For them to allow Georgia to have that timeout back and basically get a redo on the whole play is just ridiculous.
It's that wasn't even the worst call of the game either. I mean, the touchdown that Auburn scored, there was a rule to fumble, man. You can clearly see he crosses the plane, and they still come back and say that was the longest review ever. It was like 20 minutes. And
we argued about that ourselves on the boat. We did. When does he lose control of it? To me, it looked like the tip of that ball crossed that line before it was punched out.
The only thing that has to break that plane is the first nipple on that football. Uh-huh. That's it.
Yep.
And you have little nipples.
Exactly.
So
speaking of nipples, we got to get that pierced.
Yeah, we do. I know I shouldn't have said that.
Yep. Missed
but I'm going to skip stats. Let's go off.
You want to talk about these officials some more? What's your opinion there, Valdaddy?
I think it's awful. I mean, I think Auburn's got hosed 2 weeks in a row.
We could talk about referees for a long time because – something has to be done. And another thing is, I would love to see, after the game, coaches have press conferences. Why can't a head official not have a press conference? We pay these guys big money. Pay the head official extra money to do a press conference. Let them get in front of a camera. Let them get in front of a microphone and explain decisions they made. It's not that big a deal. What do you think?
I like it.
I'm willing to try anything at this point.
Yeah.
I don't know. Chase says, I vote for robot refs.
We had this conversation a couple weeks ago, didn't we?
Yeah, they're doing it in baseball, so I don't know. I don't know how. Do they not have like some sort of like grade? Like they get a grade individually or some sort
of?
They do.
They get graded and they're looked at. And
who's doing it, Sankey?
Like again?
Probably.
Here's the other thing though. These officials, I don't know what their pay is for the SEC. It's not the best. I do know that much. I know what I make for a high school game. It's not very much. So it's time that we pay these officials big money and make it their full-time job and hold them accountable. I mean, if they want to pay me $200,000 to referee college football, I'd probably do it for a year. I mean, let's get somebody out there that knows what they're doing and mm-hmm. and can handle the pressure.
Let's go.
There's too much money on the line.
Too much money on the line.
Let's go with your offensive player of the game.
Go ahead, Spur.
Offensive player of the game is Joey Aguilar. It's been week in, week out. He controlled the offense. He didn't throw an interception. He didn't have the deep ball. He only had one really long pass. It was nice. But I just think the way he controlled the game, the way he ran the ball, at key times. Joey Aguilar was a star yet again. And
59 yards.
It is really. I know it's only 59 yards, but it was 59.
Five carries, yeah.
I know.
Big yards.
I know the entire state of Tennessee had a collective breath together whenever
he went down.
He landed on that ball, knocked the wind out of him. Man, I couldn't decide between these three. I had Joey down as well. Braylon Staley went off last night.
He did.
But Deshaun Bishop, that dude, he's a workhorse. Turn around, hand him the ball.
146 yards on the ground for Deshaun Bishop.
164.
Yeah. Ooh, more than I thought.
He averaged 10.4 yards per carry.
And shout out to Peyton Lewis for having, two touchdowns?
Yeah, Peyton Lewis had two touchdowns, 33 yards.
Mm-hmm.
We talked about officials, so we're going to mention this again. Deshaun Bishop was taken off the field with a apparent injury on a hip drop tackle that's been banned in the NFL. It's not banned in a college game yet. Maybe that's something we need to think about as well, because that was a really dangerous play. I'm not a big fan of banning tackles, but if it's one that causes injury, then maybe it needs to be looked at as well.
I don't know. I just don't. The defense, man, they're so limited.
What do you do, right?
Yeah. What can you do? So
we can't get a holding call right. Let's not get into banning tackles.
We can't get targeting right. I mean, anytime there's a big hit, they just all throw flags and review it. Like, it's just, I don't know. I get it.
That's another one. We'll talk about that targeting penalty here in just a minute.
I don't know. All right, defensive player of the game. I'm going with Jordan Ross. I know he's way down if you look at the stat sheet.
But he had sacks at some big times.
Yeah,
one and a half sacks,
and he was obviously involved with two of them.
Two of them
recovered one. So, and it was all like in critical moments too. So that's it. I know he's way down there on the stat list, but I'm going with Jordan Ross.
I went with your top guy right there, Andre Turrentine. If not for him making some tackles in the defensive backfield where he shouldn't be having to make tackles, they score a lot more points. He was the last one to get them. So,
yeah, I also went with Turrentine. He seemed to be the leader on the defense, him and Arian Carter. So, the thing is, we got studs out there. It's just a matter of if they can come together and make some plays.
How much does losing Edwin Spielman for the first half hurt us next week?
It's going to hurt. I know there's a way that Heupel can basically appeal that decision for the suspension, but I hate that targeting call because he's not trying to hit the quarterback in the head. The quarterback's sliding. He's just going for a tackle. He's trying to hit low.
And
it's just the way it happens, and it sucks.
We got a bunch of Bishop votes for player of the game, for sure. Apparently Josh Pate is talking about SEC officiating. So maybe that'll get the proper views, but I don't know. We've been complaining about it for years, but it just keeps getting worse and worse and worse. Austin says, I'm going to get to that in a little bit. I don't want to spoil anything right now. Thank you, Freedom Motors, for your second year of sponsoring the Vols Deep Podcast. We're huge fans of Freedom Motors and what they do. They're big fans of us, but we are all diehard fans of the Vols. Go see Chris at Freedom Motors inside the heart of Clinton, 135 South Charles G. Boulevard. We've got a commercial break. We'll be right back. Hit the share button for us.
Freedom Motors is the local pre-owned car dealer who does more for you than any other dealer around. You want convenience? You can check out their entire line of vehicles online at freedommotorstn.com. And when you find what you like, they'll bring the vehicle right to your door. That's a dealer who cares about you and your time. Shop Freedom Motors today, and let's get you in your new ride.
Keep freedom rolling. Keep freedom rolling. Keep freedom rolling. On down the line.
Checkerboard, check the score. We gonna be on top. We're on ball, bring it on down to Neyland Stadium. 100,000 can't get louder. Gators, come and get your song. Yeah, we'll be singing our song. We're on ball, bring it on. We're on ball, bring it on. The Ball Navy's getting crazy on the Tennessee. We're tailgating, just waiting for that power tee. We're on ball, bring it on down to Neyland Stadium. 100,000 can't get louder, baby.
Hi, this is Lauren Levy with Black Sheep & Co. Here for all your event planning, balloon garland needs, and more. Go give us a follow on Facebook. And as always, go Vols!
All right, we are back with the 10th episode of Season 3. That brings us to Start Bench Cut, sponsored by our great friend Stephen Hensley with Orange Shield Insurance. Orange Shield Insurance will get you the best price and the best coverage possible. Home, auto, renters, life, business, you name it, Orange Shield Insurance can insure it. Stephen's honest. He's the most intelligent and in-depth person that we've ever talked to. All the ins and outs, he'll let you know. The customer service is fantastic. That's Orange Shield Insurance and Stephen Hensley Realty.
Let me say something about Stephen Hensley real quick, because he is a big sponsor of this show. But Saturday morning, Josh and I go down to the Vol Navy. And Stephen's a good friend of ours. We've known him for quite a while. He's been to school here in Morgan County. But as we're getting ready and as we're beginning our sailgating adventure for the afternoon, and people's coming and having a good time, what is Stephen Hensley doing? Stephen Hensley is out on the dock on his cell phone
working,
taking care of customers, answering questions, doing whatever he needs to do to help make these customers feel better. He was doing the insurance thing right out there. While we're all in there partying, Stephen's working, and that's dedication, and that's why Stephen Hensley is the best at both his insurance and his realty business. So if you need any kind of real estate questions, insurance questions, make sure to give Stephen a call. He's the very best out there.
Yep.
His wife said he's a workaholic. He doesn't stop.
That's what she's talking about yesterday.
I asked her personally because I said, does Stephen ever golf? Because I'm a big golfer. And she's like, he won't golf because he says it takes too much time away from work. So that should tell you everything you need to know.
She said that she's been trying to get him to golf, so.
He's dedicated, that's for sure. He's dedicated.
Best in the business.
All right, Start Bench Cut, feel free to play along with us in the comments. Start Bench Cut, the top three teams in college football. Ohio State, Indiana, Miami. Changed it up on you, Miami.
Miami's best team in the country. I had to change my list up because you changed the team up. But Miami, I believe, is the best team in the country, hands down. Ohio State is a close second, I think. I don't think they're as good as they was last year. And Indiana, they're good. They're real good. But let's just see where it goes. So I'm going to start Miami. I'm going to bench Ohio State.
Weird talking about Indiana being good.
And I'm going to cut Indiana.
It's also weird to talk about Miami being good. Miami's been good after they had a number one quarterback drafted to the Titans last year, who sucked, by the way. I had to put that out there.
Titans are awful, man. Golly. They might be – I can't say they're worse than the 0-16 Lions from a few years ago. But
they're really bad.
I don't know how we wound up beating – who was it we beat?
We beat Arizona last week.
Yeah.
We laid an egg against the Raiders today. Anyway, I'm going to start Miami. Miami, I think, is also playing better than anybody else in the country right now. I'm going to bench Indiana.
Ooh.
That win against Oregon in Oregon is a statement win.
Cutting the Bobcats?
I'm cutting the Bobcats. Yeah. Ohio what? I never heard of them.
Never heard of them.
I don't even know. Whatever. Never heard of them. Play the toilet bowl. Screw them.
Man, I'm going to start the Ohio State Bobcats. Until they're not.
I know.
They are.
I just couldn't do it. I ain't giving them any credit.
I'm going to bench Miami, and I'm cutting Indiana. But I'm kind of pulling for Indiana in a way.
I don't like their coach, man. He's got that face you just want to punch.
Here's the thing.
He's arrogant.
Here's the thing about Cignetti. If he was our coach, we'd absolutely love him.
That's true.
Yeah, but he's not, so I don't like him.
Yeah, yeah. He's one of those.
He's one of those.
Lee says Miami's defense makes them number one.
They are really good at defense.
Yep. He says it on TikTok. 14,000 likes on TikTok. We appreciate y'all very much on there. Thomas wants to know our Alabama-Tennessee prediction. We'll give that later in the show. Jeff says Titans going to lock up that number one draft pick. Yep, they're going to get a punter from Roan State, baby.
Probably take some kind of defensive lineman he'll never play when he's in trouble.
We probably just give it for a bag of Cheez-Its or something. I don't know.
Gavin says Miami, Ohio State, Indiana. Brody says Indiana, Miami, Ohio State.
Ooh.
JT says Indiana, Ohio State, Miami.
Again, there was 61 people that picked our pick-ups contest, and one person picked Indiana to win.
Austin says Ohio State defense is stupid good, especially on the goal line. Miami is going to lay an egg eventually. He says Indiana, meh. But he says give him Ohio State, Miami, and Indiana. Start bench cut these SEC coaches. Shane Beamer, Eli Dorkwitz, Mark Stoops.
Are we talking about like the ones we hate the most, or
you just get start bench cut them for whatever reason you want?
Oh God. I'm gonna start Mark Stoops. He's
who you like, I guess.
No. Who I hate the least.
Who you hate the least.
You know, that's tough on them last two. Probably Shane Beamer I'm going to bench, and then Dorkowitz I'm cutting because I cannot stand that dude. He reminds you of that little nerdy kid who has like his big brother that, you know, is like MMA fighter or whatever. He's always got protection. He's just so cringy, man. It's wild.
Well, that atmosphere in Missouri, MIZZOU, I bet it was outstanding out there against
that
Alabama.
That gets on my nerves so bad after every interview. Mizzy.
You could probably hear the guy talking next to you. I'm sure you probably could.
You seen how fast he ran from Josh Heupel after he said, "We stand on business, Josh."
Yeah,
and then
yeah.
He took off running. Josh was like, "What the heck?"
Yeah.
But if just going off of purely the way their teams have been, I'm going to start Dorkwitz. I'm going to bench Beamer. I'm going to cut Mark Stoops.
I did not go that way at all with that. I can't stand any of them.
I can't stand any of them either.
We've got a bunch of cutting all three. Yeah, Jeff says Eli, Stoops, and Beamer is the order. Austin says, what a question. Just shoot me, bro.
Yeah, no shit.
I'm going to start Dorkwitz. I'm going to bench Stoops. I'm cutting. I cannot stand Shane Beamer. I hate Dorkwitz too. But I do think if he was at a better program, he would do a lot more.
Here's a better question. Who wins in a fight in all three of them?
Stoops.
Yeah, I think Stoops wins.
He goes into his distillery in Kentucky and comes out them swinging haymakers.
Who do you think wins between Drinkwitz and Beamer?
Drinkwitz is running. Beamer's playing dirty.
Beamer ball, baby.
Probably Beamer, just because Beamer's always just angry, man. Yeah. Just storming this.
His dad was the same way.
Yeah, lights are on. Nobody's home with Shane Beamer.
I think Stoops is done after this year.
Start bench cut these college football helmets. Michigan, Notre Dame, Florida State.
I start Florida State. I bench Michigan. I cut Notre Dame. Cutting Notre Dame every time on every list.
Man, just for nostalgia purposes. The Golden Domes, man, they're a classic. You got to start Notre Dame here.
I can't.
It's an iconic look. Same with Michigan. You bench Michigan. Florida State, it's nothing special.
Really? You don't like the
I
big
like –
I don't.
I do, too.
No, I like their mascot, you know, where he comes out and spikes that spear in the 50-yard line at the beginning of every game. But I don't – I'm just not a fan of their helmet. I think it might be the color scheme of it. I don't know.
Is it my turn?
It's your turn.
I'm starting Florida State. I'm benching Notre Dame. And I'm cutting Michigan.
Okay, we're close. I just can't stand Notre Dame.
I don't like any. I don't know where you come up with these questions.
you make us like some things we don't.
Gavin says Michigan, Florida State, Notre Dame is the order.
That way, Gavin, that's correct.
Going over to TikTok real quick. Ashton says defense needs to figure out things before Saturday.
They're going to have to.
They're definitely going to have to.
Lee is starting Michigan's helmet. He's benching Florida State, and he is cutting Notre Dame's. He's starting that Michigan helmet because he's going back to his old glory days at Cofield whenever we had the Michigan helmet.
Yeah.
They look better in orange and black than they do in the blue and yellow, though.
Barrett on Facebook said, "My nickname for Aguilar and Bishop is Arm and Hammer."
Yeah. What
was that?
Austin says Florida State, Notre Dame, Michigan. That's what I'm talking about. He says he wishes Notre Dame would throw away them damn green jerseys, though.
They're bad luck, ain't they?
Are they? Yeah, probably.
They've lost more than they've won in them.
Brody says Michigan has the easiest schedule in the country. Jeff says Florida State's pretty sharp from head to toe. I agree. Start bench cut these NFL teams this season. Buffalo Bills, Tampa Bay Buccaneers, Detroit Lions.
I'm excited about this question. This is my favorite question on the show this week.
I am starting Tampa Bay. Baker Mayfield, man. That dude has rejuvenated his career. Cleveland Browns had something, and they gave it away. They Cleveland Browned it. I'm going to bench the Detroit Lions, and I'm going to cut Buffalo because Buffalo lost to – who was it, Jackson? No. Chiefs lost to Jacksonville.
It doesn't matter. That's the right order. Tampa Bay, as decimated as they are with injuries, are still finding ways to win games. They won over San Francisco today. Baker Mayfield, if he's not the MVP of the NFL, something is wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Baker Mayfield deserves to be the NFL MVP right now. They're tremendous. I'm on the Tampa Bay bandwagon, Luke. I may be turning in my Titans jersey for a Tampa Bay jersey. I've always kind of liked the team anyway, and I just really think they're doing really good. And
I can't believe you just said that.
I know. I can't believe either. But Tampa Bay gets my start. Detroit gets my bench. And I'm cutting the Buffalo Bills right now.
Yeah, they lost. Buffalo lost to New England. How do you lose to New England?
New England's playing well.
New England is playing well.
You're Buffalo. You're supposed to own that division.
Matthew says Baker could win the MVP this year.
I agree.
Gavin says Detroit, Tampa Bay, Buffalo. Michael Spett says Lions, Bucks, Bills. Lee says Tampa Bay, Lions, Bills. Let's go, Baker.
Let's go, Baker. I love it.
We couldn't stand Baker Mayfield when he's in college.
I know. No, he's.
I never minded him until he came over to our recruits.
And yeah. Now he's like a Tebow now. I hate Tebow in college. Now we kind of like him until I am with him.
He's just a hard kid not to root for.
I'm going to start the Detroit Lions. I'm going to bench the Buffalo Bills. I'm going to cut the Buccaneers, Burr.
Okay. 5-1.
I'm going to cut them.
5-1. They looked really good again today.
JT says Juwan Jennings is playing with five broke ribs, low and high ankle sprain. Yep. I posted it right before the show. It's crazy.
There's a dog.
Our start bench cut, our three-headed monster. Star Thomas, Deshaun Bishop, Peyton Lewis.
Start Deshaun Bishop. He's a hot hand. He's playing well. Another monster game against Arkansas. You bench Star Thomas and you cut Peyton Lewis. Even though Peyton Lewis done a really good job inside the red zone this week.
That is the correct order. It's Deshaun Bishop. It's Star Thomas. It's Peyton Lewis. There ain't no other order.
I have the same order as well. Gavin says Buffalo's still choking from 90 to 94.
Wow.
Somebody on TikTok says Bama will boat race Tennessee.
Lee says you start the Beaver, then you go Lewis, then Thomas.
I'm sorry. Nobody's boat racing Tennessee. Tennessee's offense is too good to be boat raced. Bama may beat us, but they're going to be in for a fight.
Mm-hmm.
Brody says you start Bishop, you bench Bishop, you cut Bishop. Lewis, Bishop, Thomas, Gavin says. We got a Bishop, Thomas, Lewis from JT. See here. Devin says Ohio State helmets are a classic.
Gavin says you start Lewis, bench Bishop.
That's what this says. Oh. Crazy. Crazy, crazy.
That's wild.
All right, we'll be right back. Thank y'all. Thank you, Stephen. Make sure to check out both Orange Shield Insurance and Stephen Hensley Realty today. You'll not find a better person to suit your needs in any of those categories. If he cannot beat your current price, he'll flat out tell you. He's the definition of service, not sales. A true Vol for life. Let him know the Vols Deep podcast sent you, and he'll take extra care of you. We'll be right back. Hit the share button for us, and don't go anywhere. Orange Shield Insurance, the do-it-all insurance company serving all of Tennessee. Free insurance quotes and free insurance advice. Just visit the Orange Shield Insurance Facebook page. Home, auto, business, commercial, professional, rentals, renters, boat, RV, motorcycles, ATV, valuables, events, life, and much, much more. 865-742-1672 is the number to call or text. That's 865-742-1672. give my friend Steven, a true BFL, a call or text today.
MBM Heating and Air, making your comfort our business. MBM Heating and Air is all Vol and proud sponsors of Vols Deep. We offer Goodman, Amana, Daikin, and all other major brands of HVAC brands of ducted and ductless systems. Generator installation, tank and tankless water heater service and installation and gas piping. We have 24-hour on-call service, 100% financing with approved credit. Our office phone number is 423-346-2626. We look forward to hearing from you. Go Vols!
Frank's Fix-It Shop, located in Kingston, Tennessee. Whether you're looking for a new mower or needing service done, Frank's Fix-It Shop is the shop for you. We use Frank's personally. I recommend everyone to him. He's a great person, amazing family business. Ferris, Wright, Hustler, X-Mart is their mowing equipment. Husqvarna, Shindawa, and Echo Power Equipment. Chainsaws, weed eaters, blowers, you name it, Frank has it. Or he can fix it. Over 30 years of professional sales and service, check out Frank's Fix-It Shop today. 808 Gallagher Road in Kingston, 865-376-9299 is the number to call. All right, we are back. We want to thank everyone for listening to us, watching us, whatever you prefer. We appreciate the support from you and our sponsors. Right now we have the Duel. The Duel is sponsored by Matt Cole and Chandler Kite at 865 Exteriors. Roofing, siding, doors, you name it, they can build it, they can repair it. Check out 865 Exteriors today for all of your exterior needs and repairs. I should say interiors too, because they remodel on bathrooms and it is looking good.
Do it all.
Yep. All right, several questions. Spanky had the belt, right?
I think so.
Yeah.
Well, he is vacating it tonight because he's scared of cereal and his punishment.
All right. We're picking out the cereal next week.
Several questions will be asked. Some are random. Some they know beforehand. They'll argue their answers the best of their ability. Now, the winner is selected by you, the listeners. So vote in the comments who the Duel winner is. We need you to vote. For the ones that don't know, Josh, I was about to say in the black hat. Y'all both got HP computers.
Yep.
Spur has glasses.
I have glasses.
Josh does not. Hey.
Josh is the fat one.
Hey, why did the math student wear glasses?
Why?
For division.
Stupid.
We got some more jokes coming up here in a little bit for you.
Mini soda.
All right, question one. Which team surprised you the most yesterday?
I'll let Josh go first.
Northwestern beating Penn State. That was the big shocker of the day for me, other than Indiana, which I got a feeling that's who you're
going
to go with.
It's not who I'm going with.
But
that was the easy answer.
Northwestern, man, they don't even have a stadium right now, do they? Is their new stadium even open? They're playing at a high school stadium still.
Unsure.
Well, either way, they go up there, but it cost James Franklin his job, which I'm sure he don't care. He's $48 million richer. So that's the answer for me is Northwestern, man.
I went a completely different route. The team that surprised me the most yesterday was Oklahoma. What the hell, Oklahoma? You have everything in front of you, a clear shot to the playoffs, and you lay an egg against your biggest rival in a Red River shootout against Texas. It's the only thing Oklahoma fans ever want is to beat Texas. And to go out there and to play a game like that, that shocks me to no end to see Oklahoma score 6 points against Texas when Texas had just gotten beat by Florida.
That's 2 years in a row.
Sense whatsoever.
That is 2 years in a row that Oklahoma in that game has failed to score a touchdown.
So when you say surprise, I'm surprised Oklahoma didn't show up.
I'm not surprised.
That's the game of all games they're supposed to show up for, and they didn't. I was worried about Oklahoma coming into Neyland Stadium. Don't play like that. We're going to boat race them.
I just don't like it. Oklahoma, I knew who Oklahoma was. We all did, I think.
Good. Question two. Which 12 teams deserve to be in the college football playoff right now?
Deserve, or do I think who we think is going to be?
Deserve.
Deserve. One at a time, 12 seed to one seed.
Some of these are going to hurt.
We're going one and
– No, it's going 12 down.
12 down. All right.
Some of these are going to hurt. Who's your number 12 seed?
South Florida.
Damn you.
Alex Cole's got that boys playing ball, man.
We're trying to argue about this, but South Florida was my 12 seed as well. We're not going to have all of them the same.
No.
But we'll start with South Florida, make it the college football playoff.
Number 11.
Georgia Tech.
They're not my number 11, so we're good with that. Oh, God. Please, Lord, forgive me for what I'm about to say. Please forgive me. Vanderbilt.
Oh, God. What?
You're high. Your number 9.
That's 11.
Okay.
I need to – you need a breathalyzer or something.
Mm.
Wow.
Make us a controversy here. I'm trying to give you that belt.
You're dumb. That's all I can say about that, man. Ain't no way. Ain't no way.
I'm just saying.
They have to beat Tennessee, I believe.
I don't think they're going to, but.
That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard you say.
All right, number 10.
Keep going.
I got us at number 10. I think that's right now that's where we're at.
I got Georgia Tech at number 10. I like Georgia Tech. I think Georgia Tech's going to win the ACC. Well, them and Miami.
Gavin just said Vandy will beat Tennessee.
Not happening.
I take my comment back. That's not the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
Number 9.
Georgia.
I went with Oregon at number 9. That was a bad loss yesterday.
8.
I've got Oregon at 8. I think that loss is redeemable for them in the Big Ten. Georgia should have lost yesterday. Should have lost yesterday.
Give me Tennessee currently at number 8 with a home game.
7.
Alabama.
7 for me is Georgia.
For those that are just listening, they're giving their who gets the playoff spot as of now. Number 6.
This, I think it's your Big 12 winner. It's Texas Tech.
6 for me is Alabama. They're right there right in again. They're playing great. That's a big game this weekend. I think the winner's in for sure.
Mm-hmm.
I think Saturday's a playoff game.
Unless it falls apart.
5.
Texas A&M.
Give me Ole Piss.
4.
The Hoosiers.
Damn it. I try not to be the same. So, number 4, I was going to say Indiana, but I'll change it. No, I'll go with A&M.
3.
Ole Miss.
That's where I'll take Indiana then at number 3.
I just don't see it, man.
2.
They're winning. They're there. Number 2, I take Ohio State, the Bobcats, even though I talked to trash about a minute ago. The Bobcats at number 2.
You know, I kind of shot myself in the foot here earlier. I've got Miami at 2 because I think that's how they'll be seated.
And currently, my number 1 team in the country is the dadgum Miami Hurricanes. They've looked really good.
The Bobcats.
Bobcats. Bobcats of Ohio. I don't know why, dude. It just cracks me up calling them the Bobcats because they get so upset. All right, question 3. What is the best thing about fall?
Well, if you don't say college football, you're wrong.
That's what I was about to say.
So we had to say something other than college
football. Yeah, that's what I was going with.
So the best thing about fall is this absolutely perfect weather we are having right now.
Damn it.
Yesterday's sunset in Neyland Stadium was
phenomenal.
Magnificent.
Yeah.
It was a pretty pinkish color sky. It was 70 degrees outside at the end of the game. Go back to the boat. It's still 68 degrees at 10 o'clock. It was absolutely perfect. The weather right now could not be anything better, and I love it.
See, that's what I was going to go with, too, was the weather. I'm a fat guy,
The weather.
I'm a fat guy, so I like cooler weather. But I'm going to go food, man. fall, you know. Well, the other fat guy answered.
You can eat food anytime, Josh.
No, I'm talking about it. You know, there's
you want pumpkin spice, aren't you?
No.
Josh said he likes
pumpkin spice. Hey, when does Thanksgiving fall?
It falls in the fall. I've seen Starbucks a lot.
I've never once in my life been to Starbucks. I can assure you that.
All right, we've seen the Tennessee defense struggle all season, especially the run defense. Arkansas had over 100 yards rushing halfway through the first quarter. Horrible tackles. The angles are bad. How are you fixing the Tennessee defense?
Oh, God.
Tackling drills? I mean, we have to take better angles, and that's just it.
I'm going to stop with his soft zone coverage. I wish we'd play more man coverage, especially on third and long. If it's working on first and second down, why change it for third down? Contain them. Put a spy on the quarterback. As Josh said, we just got to work on tackling, especially on the outside edges. It makes no sense to me why they can run around this 25 yards.
Sorry, Jimmy has me cracking up.
Ryan Jackson says yoga pants are his favorite thing. Jeff says bonfires.
But no, man.
Jimmy says you're not fat, you're trans slender.
Yoga pants.
I agree with you as far as, you know, the man coverage thing. But there's some speed in the SEC at the receiver position that you cannot play man-to-man coverage with. You have to bracket him. You have to play a softer zone. Keep him in front of you. Don't let him get behind you or you'll get burnt.
All right, question five. Is it time to start looking for a new defensive coordinator or defensive coaches?
Not yet. No. Not yet, but it's close. The thing about it is that as long as we're winning, I don't care how many yards we give up. We just got to win. And Tim Banks has been here for a while. He's comfortable under Josh Heupel's system. Mm-hmm. They're recruiting as well. I like the consistency that we have in our coaching staff. We have had a lot of turnover. And I don't want to see us start shaking things up just because things aren't perfect.
Right. See, here it's a tale of two different years. Last year, if not for Tim Banks, we do not make the playoffs.
Absolutely.
And everybody in this room will agree with that. But now we're sitting here calling – some people are calling for his head. Why? Well, who are you going to get rid of defensive coach-wise? You going to get rid of Rodney Garner? That's a stupid thought.
I think Rodney Garner is the only thing keeping it together, to be honest with you.
Yep. I love Rodney Garner. I love Tim Banks. But some things have got to change. It's just it's little things you got to fix, man. Angles.
Yep. Let us know in the comments who is winning the duel.
I tell you what, Tim Banks might be in the running for that Penn State job.
Never know. He was there before. Next question, Jermall McCoy, Tennessee's best defensive back, still isn't on the field. He was expected to be back for Georgia, then expected to be back versus Arkansas. Do we see McCoy this season, or is he holding out for the draft?
His stock's falling right now because he is not on the field playing. As a sophomore, he looked really good, or might have been junior. I don't know. With the transfer portal, I don't know what they are anymore. But I think he wants to play. I think we might see him against Alabama.
Here's the thing. If he was going to hold out for the NFL draft and just not play at all, I do believe that Josh Heupel will be honest about it and just say, hey, he's no longer in the cards for 2025.
I don't know that he would.
You don't know that he would?
I don't know. There would be a lot of backlash. People get pissed off about a bowl game. They'd be real mad about this.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you know, you can cover it up by just saying, you know, he's going to season-ending injury and he's not going to be back. I think he'll be back. I think he'll be back this week. He is practicing. He hasn't run through any team drills yet, and that just may be the case. You know, they're just being ultra-cautious. It is an ACL injury, and it's not easy to come back from. We definitely need him knowing that secondary, though. And if this team wants to win a national championship, I think we need McCoy out there, and I hope that happens. What's your opinion, Ball Daddy?
I don't know.
Because I know you know a little bit.
I don't know.
Yeah. Well, come on, get in on this duel.
We'll just have to see. How does Tennessee beat Alabama on Saturday?
Score more points than they do. That's the only way. We're going to have to light it up on the offense.
With our defense, you are correct.
Yeah. Score more points than they do. Tempo. Let's just, if we score every time we had the ball, we'll beat them.
You got to have that killer instinct, man. Step on their throat. When you're up by 17 in the fourth quarter with 12 minutes left, don't run the ball three times up the middle. I'm still talking.
Well, damn it, it's a delight to interrupt you. Josh and I sit down in Section B, Row 3 yesterday, right behind the Arkansas bench, and we're talking all kinds of crap to them and telling them that their coach likes the cheerleaders and all this other stuff. We're up by 17 points with 10 minutes to go, and next thing we look up, like, oh, shit, we better stop them or they're going to come back on us. And I had a bad feeling. Did you have that?
It was a sinking feeling in my stomach.
Luckily, we ran the ball the last 3 minutes, but scoring more points than they do, and don't let off the steam. We have to score. We just had to consistently score.
Jimmy says we're missing Norman Lott and Big O Clog in the middle.
We do miss them. Mm-hmm. We don't have that. The biggest one we have is Dominic Bailey, and you know he's a big man. Don't get me wrong, but
and we say all this, and we still lead the league in the country in sacks
and tackles for loss, don't we?
Yeah, I believe so.
All right, last question. Let us know in the comments who's winning the duel. Where does James Franklin end up?
Very rich, sitting there sipping some martinis somewhere.
He's coming back to the SEC. He's going to Kentucky.
That's interesting. James Franklin to Kentucky. That's interesting.
I mean, look what he's done at Vanderbilt. Kentucky likes their defensive coaches. I wouldn't like it. I would hate it.
I haven't even thought about this yet.
Tommy Turner says Kentucky.
Where does James Franklin end up?
Might be time to check that.
Here's your thought.
What's your thought?
I think James Franklin is going to end up waiting for a while. He's not going to take a job pretty quickly. He may not coach at all next season, but I think that there's going to be a certain Alex Golish that's going to end up at Arkansas, and it's going to open up a spot down at South Florida, and James Franklin's going to go south and be warm for a while. So give him going to South Florida.
He was
down. Gavin says Florida.
Didn't think about it. So Jeff Hansley says North Carolina.
There you go.
That buyout would be
James
insane.
Franklin to UCLA. There we go.
Hey, I didn't think about that.
Kiffin to Florida, Franklin to Ole Miss, or Arkansas?
I think Arkansas is going to go after Alex Golish.
Somebody's going to snag him.
Yep.
All right, let us know in the comments, in your opinion, who won the duel. We're coming to you live on Facebook, YouTube. We appreciate the likes, the comments, the shares. Please keep them rolling in for us. We truly appreciate it. We'll be right back with one word. Don't go anywhere. Hey, y'all. It's the Vol Daddy. I want to give a big shout-out to our friends, 865 Exterior Solutions. They've sponsored the podcast for 2 years in a row now. These guys can do it all. Roofing, siding, framing, decks, windows, doors. They'll even paint your back porch. Matt Swole Cole and Chandler Kite can handle any project you throw at them. I know one thing. It's damn near impossible to try to find people who want to work these days. If you do find them, getting them to actually show up is a whole new ball game. Call 865 Exterior Solutions and cut through the BS. 865-399-3547 or 865-292-1772. Let them know the Vols Deep podcast sent you. Go Vols.
For over 30 years, Phillips Fencing and Storage has been the name folks trust across Rome, Morgan, Anderson, and all the surrounding areas. From secure fencing that stands the test of time to dependable storage solutions that give you peace of mind, we do it right the first time. Visit PhillipsFencingandStorage.com or call today. Phillips Fencing and Storage, strength, security, service.
EFGU-TV located in Oliver Springs, Tennessee. Your source for accessories, parts, and service. Specializing in drivetrain upgrades, differentials, maintenance, and turbo rebuilds and transmissions. Give ZFGU-TV a call for your side-by-side needs.
I want to re-answer my question. I want to re-answer my question, Ball Daddy.
Which one?
The James Franklin question.
And we're back, by the way.
Where does James Franklin end up? Yeah. That's fine. James Franklin ends up on ESPN as an analyst.
I don't think so. I think he's going to coach.
He's a relatively young guy, too, I think. So he's still got a lot more coaching.
Our episode 10 continues inside the Vol Cave. We're glad you're listening. Let us know where you're listening from in the comments. It's always fun to see, especially after the show. Then we post the audio, and we get listeners from everywhere, every state. It's pretty cool. Now we're going to play One Word. This segment is presented by our friends at Frank's Fix-It Shop. Check out Frank's for any of your mower, small engine repair needs. He has all the tools to get the yard work done. If you own a small business, maybe a side hustle, whether it's mowing lawns, landscaping, cutting trees, trimming hedges, whatever it is, Frank's Fix-It Shop has what you need. Over 15,000 likes on TikTok. We appreciate y'all very, very much. We've got some UTSA coaches. He's going to be going to Arkansas.
Wouldn't surprise me any.
Is that Traylor, or is that?
I think Arkansas already has their coach.
That's true, too.
He is popular there. And you know what? Let's be honest about it. They come in there to Tennessee with a –
they was fired up.
To win, and the players played for him. If they had any kind of defense whatsoever, they probably beat us. But
yeah. I wish we had one. Yeah. How one word works. For those who are new, it's very simple. I give a person, a city, a thing, whatever. We must describe that using only one word. We'll be picking on Alabama a little bit. 5-1 record.
Survive.
Satisfying.
You know what? I'm going to say disappointed because we should be 6-0.
We should be.
College kickers, man.
Tennessee defense.
Atrocious.
Confusing.
Embarrassing. The state of Alabama.
Cousins.
Damn.
Backwards. Elephant.
Circus.
Fat.
In season. Nick Saban.
Respect.
Missed.
I'm going to go likable.
He is becoming very likable now, ain't he?
He is. You see him hold the ball for the kick yesterday?
Let go.
Game day.
He let go.
He's like, that guy was awful.
That was the worst kick I've ever seen.
No, I did not see it. Alabama football.
Next.
Tradition.
Declining. Kalen DeBoer.
Overrated.
Damn it, that was mine.
You good, Big Daddy?
Three.
Why three?
Because he's going to get 3 years he's gone.
I'm going to go sucks. Crimson.
Ugly.
Not red.
I'm going to go sucks. Third week of October.
Rivalry.
Weddings. Don't do them.
I had rivalry. I'm going to go hostile. Ty Simpson.
Manager. He's a game manager.
He's good. He's real good.
You know who he reminds me of? Kerry Collins.
I'm going to go accurate. Mm-hmm. Hank Williams.
Tear.
Tradition. Again.
Tear in my beer. I'm going to go OG. Og. Gucci Man.
Who?
You don't know who that is?
You said Gucci. I'm thinking of purse.
You had to have heard of a Gucci Man song.
I'm sure I have. I just don't know who. Wrong crowd.
What, yeah.
I'm going to go lemonade.
I'm still lost.
You could have looked it up. Charles Barkley.
I said Gucci. I thought you were talking about the purse. I really did. And now you're talking about a song.
Terrible.
Terrible.
honest.
He is brutally honest.
I had honest. Let's go golf.
His golf thing.
It's gotten better, though.
Has it? I haven't seen it in a while.
Hank Aaron.
King.
Braves.
You got Braves? I'll go Milwaukee for the Milwaukee Braves. Tuscaloosa.
Takeover.
Shithole.
Two words, Burr.
No, it ain't. That's a one word.
It's one word.
It's one word.
Sewer.
Same thing.
Same thing.
Canceled.
We got a rebound for Charles Barkley. That's a good one.
Couldn't help it. It was there.
Oh, man.
I need something to wipe me when I can walk into there next week.
Damn. Why don't I wear this hat?
I don't know.
Put it on now.
You can wear it next week after we beat them.
Episode 10 dual winner.
Me.
It's Josh, and it's not even close.
It's because I said Vanderbilt.
Dummy, I told you.
Well, I tried to give you a win again. Felt bad for you last
time. I went out there and took it. You didn't give me nothing.
Yeah, whatever. Let's see here. Love San Antonio big women, Tommy says. That is funny. That is funny. If you get on YouTube and just search their best moments, it is hilarious. Tommy says Saban's coming back.
I doubt that. I don't think Saban's wife allowed him to come back.
He's got to be, what, close to 80?
He's in his 70s.
70s, yeah.
Let me look real quick.
You know, he's really good on game day. I really enjoy Saban.
I don't think Mysterio will let him come back.
I do, too. All right, that was one word, sponsored by the Goats at Frank's Fix-It Shop. We'll be right back with our next segment. We have a big giveaway coming up as well. Make sure you stick around for that. We'll announce last week's football pick'em winner as well.
Nick Saban is 73. His birthday is October 31st.
Still dying that hair. Frank's Fix-It Shop, located in Kingston, Tennessee. Whether you're looking for a new mower or needing service done, Frank's Fix-It Shop is the shop for you. We use Frank's personally. I recommend everyone to him. He's a great person, amazing family business. Ferris, Wright, Hustler, X-Mart is their mowing equipment. Husqvarna, Shindawa, and Echo Power Equipment. Chainsaws, weed eaters, blowers, you name it, Frank has it, or he can fix it. Over 30 years of professional sales and service, check out Frank's Fix-It Shop today. 808 Gallagher Road in Kingston, 865-376-9299 is the number to call.
We work on Powerstroke, Duramax, and Cummins engines. We offer basic suspension repair and maintenance. We do everything from engine repair / replace to wheels, tires, and even down to simple maintenance. We're here to help keep your truck running strong and reliable. Reach us at 865-407-8122.
Tired of the sweltering heat? Or blown speakers ruining your drive? Get cool, clear comfort, and crystal clear sound with Atomic Car Audio. Transform your ride, transform your mood. Visit Atomic Car Audio today.
All right, we are back. Facebook, TikTok, YouTube, welcome back to the Vols Deep Podcast. Thank you for joining us. This segment is presented by MVM Heating and Air. Ready to upgrade your comfort when it's time for a new HVAC system? Trust the experts at MVM Heating and Air. They deliver top quality installations at prices that won't break the bank. Your family deserves reliable heating, cooling year-round. Call them at 423-346-2626 or message them at mbmheatingandair.com for your free consultation and estimate. Let's get you comfortable again. Tennessee travels to Tuscaloosa, Alabama, this coming Saturday, the third Saturday of October. 7:30 kickoff on ABC. ESPN gives Alabama a 72.6% chance to win.
So you're saying there's a chance.
What are your offensive keys to the game?
It's the same as they are every week.
Tempo.
Tempo.
And when you get the chance, step on their throat. Leave no doubt.
Leave no doubt. run the ball like we've been running the ball every week. I think DeShaun Bishop needs to have another huge game. I hope he's not hurt bad. I've seen reports that he's okay, so that's good news. But Joey needs to have his best game as a volunteer. I think he's going to. I think Joey Aguilar's going to thrive in this environment. I think it's what he's been waiting on, the opportunity to shine. Primetime national television in just a hostile environment. This is Joey Aguilar's game to break out yet again. Our offensive line needs to protect him. Clearly Alabama's going to be coming after him. We just have to score, and not let up steam. We could score against Alabama, there's no doubt.
Yeah.
We just had to score every time we had the ball, period.
Yeah, my exact words was we say it every week, tempo. That's my notes. But have to be able to run the ball. Hopefully DeShaun Bishop is okay.
Here's another one. Clock management. Damn, let's be smart. If we have a chance to score, let's go down and score.
You have to connect with the big hitters, too. When Heupel schemes it up. Of course, I know Brazels was in the sun. Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't think anybody in the stadium could see that ball. But them are the game-changing plays, especially in these games. And like Jeff just said, don't let your foot off the gas. Quit playing not to lose, and let's play to win.
Mike Matthews had a step on that kid from Arkansas, and he just stopped running. Or else that's another touchdown.
Yeah,
I don't put that on Joey at all. I mean, he put it where only he could catch it.
Alexander says quit the conservative play calling late in the game.
I agree 1,000%.
You're playing not to lose.
Yep, play a win. It's that simple. Wait. Defensive keys of the game.
Tackle. Get your angles better. Stop the run game. Make Ty Simpson beat you with his arm.
Continue getting in the backfield. You got to put pressure on Ty Simpson. Make him uncomfortable. I guess it's one of these bend but don't break defenses again. I don't know what else to say because we've talked about our defense till we're blue in the face this week. We're going to do something to slow down the passing game and the run game. I don't know what the answer is, but main thing is we're going to have to put pressure on their quarterback and holding the field goals as much as we can.
Yeah, man. Little league tackles, angles.
Fundamental stuff, man.
I think we're going to need some turnovers. To me, it's getting really old having to just outscore the other team.
Austin wants to know why I'm changing my mind on Heupel's time management because I said it was perfect 3 weeks ago. It was. It was not perfect this week, though. We certainly did not have good time management in the fourth quarter this week.
Yeah, Austin says pressure the quarterback. Yep. We've seen when Simpson did get pressured yesterday, it was
happy feet.
Yep. Went downhill quick, so couldn't agree there. More. Let's hit some over-under, shall we? Tennessee defense gives up 40.5 points versus the Tide.
Under.
I also think it's under. I don't think they get quite to 40.
I'm going to go over until they prove me wrong. Tennessee scores 40.5 points versus the Incest Elephants.
Also under.
Low scoring, huh?
Over. We're going to have to.
Not by much.
I'm going to go over, too. I think it's going to be a very high-scoring game. Tennessee forces 1.5 turnovers versus Alabama.
I think we get one.
I think we're going over here. I think our defense is going to step up and create some turnovers.
I hope I'm wrong.
I'm going to go under, but I almost think Tennessee needs two to win.
We have to win.
Joey Aguilar, 2.5 total touchdowns.
Over.
Definitely over.
In order to win, I think it has to be over. What is your three-leg parlay for this coming Saturday?
Go ahead, Josh. I completely missed this part.
I'm going to hate myself for this. Vandy Moneyline. Ole Miss plus 6.5. And Mississippi State plus 9.5.
Well, Daddy, you got one?
Yeah. Ole Miss is going to beat Georgia. Notre Dame is going to beat USC, Utah to beat BYU.
I got Miami 12.5 over Louisville. That will be one. I'm going to take Nebraska on the money line and give me Georgia Tech plus 2.5 at Duke.
I like
How
it.
How is Duke a favorite in that?
I don't know. I took Vandy on the money line, so.
All right, Alabama jokes. You all have seen most of them. Do y'all have any you want to add?
No, I started to add some, then realized there was a whole second page of them.
Yeah, there's like a bunch of these.
Why didn't Jesus come from Alabama?
Tell us why.
No wise men and ain't no virgins.
What do you call a virgin in Alabama?
Let us know.
Faster than her brothers.
Faster than her brothers. Why did O.J. Simpson try to move to Alabama? Everyone has the same DNA.
What's the best part about going to Alabama?
What?
Leaving it.
What's the most common line used by an Alabama graduate? Would you like fries with that? What do you call a genius at Alabama?
A Tennessee fan.
A visitor.
What did the Alabama fan say at his sister's wedding? I do.
Why is reverse cowgirl illegal in Alabama? Because you never turn your back on family.
How many Bama freshmen does it take to change a light bulb?
How many?
None. It's too advanced for them. It's a sophomore class.
Bama fans can't spell elephant, so they cheer for laundry detergent.
That's stupid.
What do Alabama people do for Halloween? They pump Ken.
How do you circumcise an Alabama boy?
Kick his sister in the mouth.
Kick his sister in the mouth. What do you call the sweat in Alabama?
What?
Relative humidity.
Why do the geese fly over Alabama upside down?
Why?
Nothing worth shitting on.
Oh, man.
What's 20 feet long and has 5 teeth?
What?
The funnel cake line at the Alabama State Fair.
You do know that the toothbrush was invented in Alabama. Because if it had been anywhere else, it had been a toothbrush.
Toothbrush, I like it. All right, thank you, MBM Heating and Air, for sponsoring that segment. Make sure to check them out on Facebook. It's getting cool out there. Make sure to get the units checked, get the maintenance done. We'll be right back with a giveaway from Hound Dogs Knoxville. Stick around. We have some punishments for you as well. We've got to announce the winner of last week's, and Spire's going to tell you how to enter for this week. We'll be right back.
MBM Heating and Air, making your comfort our business. MBM Heating and Air is all Vol and proud sponsors of Vols Deep. We offer Goodman, Amana, Daikin, and all other major brands of HVAC brands of ducted and ductless systems. Generator installation, tank and tankless water heater service and installation and gas piping. We have 24-hour on-call service, 100% financing with approved credit. Our office phone number is 423-346-2626. We look forward to hearing from you. Go Vols!
Freedom Motors is the local pre-owned car dealer who does more for you than any other dealer around. You want convenience? You can check out their entire line of vehicles online at freedommotorstn.com. And when you find what you like, they'll bring the vehicle right to your door. That's a dealer who cares about you and your time. Shop Freedom Motors today, and let's get you in your new ride.
Keep freedom rolling. Keep freedom rolling. Keep freedom rolling. On down the line.
Orange Shield Insurance, the do-it-all insurance company serving all of Tennessee. Free insurance quotes and free insurance advice. Just visit the Orange Shield Insurance Facebook page. Home, auto, business, commercial, professional, rentals, renters, boat, RV, motorcycles, ATV, valuables, events, life, and much, much more. 865-742-1672. Is the number to call or text. That's 865-742-1672. Give my friend Steven, a true BFL, a call or text today. All right. We are back to the final segment of the Vols Deep Podcast. This segment is presented by our great friends at Hound Dogs Knoxville. This is our football pick'em segment. Spur, please let the people know who this week's winner was and how the pick'ems work.
This week's winner was Austin Brooks. Austin Brooks, congratulations on the win this week. The only person out of 61 people to pick Indiana to beat Oregon. So Austin Brooks wins this week's pick'em contest. These 10 games will be on the Vols Deep Podcast Facebook page come Wednesday morning. Submit your suggestions or your picks underneath the Vols Deep Podcast page only. Tiebreaker is going to be total points scored for the Tennessee-Alabama game, so beware of that.
Yeah, let's make sure we get his address. Congratulations, Austin, for winning. Let's get his address so we can get him. I mailed off quite a few last week. Are y'all wanting to acknowledge Mitchell's comment?
Are you going to acknowledge it or not? He commented during commercial.
He says, I'm not understanding what I'm hearing. Our offense cost us more than our defense this weekend. Please tell us how. Did you watch the same game that we watched?
15,500 likes on TikTok. Thank you all very much. Hit the like button for us. All right, so.
I just want to say one thing to that. 485 yards of total offense, 221 through the air, 264 on the ground. And our offense about cost us that game?
How much our defense give up?
No. By the way, no turnovers.
All right, the loser results from last week. I went 8-2, giving me the win this week between us four. Well, three that's here. Mm-hmm. Spur, Spank, you tied at 7-3. But you're safe. Josh, sorry, buddy. Six and four.
I didn't think I did, but I guess I did.
So Josh has to draw out of the cup of misfortune.
I want
to
recount.
He can either do the punishment or he has to donate $100 to East Tennessee Children's Hospital. By the way, he has a pending pierced nipple punishment that he has to do. What we got, big dog?
Propose to a stranger at Dollar General.
Propose to a stranger at Dollar General.
You have to make it good, too. You have to strike up a whole conversation and actually make it happen. You can do that. That's not too bad.
That ain't too bad. Just one at least.
You've done the pickup line before. Right. You can do that one.
All right.
Let me see that so we don't lose it. All right. So Josh agrees he will propose to a stranger at the local Dollar General.
If we never say local, he's probably going to have to go somewhere out there.
The Wartburg Dollar General.
He knows everybody in Wartburg.
She'll get you a margarita, buddy. The overall records, Josh has one win. Spur has one win. Spanky has one win. I've had four.
You've had four wins. There you go.
Four wins. My best usually I'm right at the bottom. Season three is the
– I with losses because I don't have a loss yet this year.
Yeah, you've been doing good.
I have.
Last year you had a big streak going. All right, game one. Chase has proposed with your pierced nipple out.
He did get complimented for his exposed nipple during the game, which was quite funny.
Who did?
Me.
Who called you out?
There's a couple guys. We were in Section B, and a couple guys right in front of us all had checkered overalls on and also shirtless, but neither one of them had their nipple out.
Me, you know, you ain't hiding it. So he's like, man, he said, you got balls. I said, why is that? He said, you got your nipple out. I'm like, okay.
All right, then. All right, game one, LSU at Vanderbilt. Oh, Spanky takes LSU, by the way.
Hold on. I'm going to stop this for just a second. I'm sorry, Ball Daddy. Mitchell says, our defense didn't cost any fumbles and get any recoveries at all in that game. We caused three fumbles and recovered all three of them.
No. I think he's taking up for our defense here. Because he said offense almost cost us that game.
Okay. Okay. I still don't understand.
Yeah, they also gave up 264 yards on the ground. And
anyway, moving on. Sorry. Go ahead.
Listen, Mitchell. It's like this. We've talked how our defense is kind of Jekyll and Hyde. Yeah, we had 5 sacks. Yeah, we forced 3 turnovers. But it's what we didn't do other than that. We allowed Arkansas to run the ball all over us. The middle of the field was wide open. It's going to be better if we want to beat Alabama. Our offense scored enough points to beat Arkansas, no doubt.
Like I said yesterday, survive in advance. Anyway, moving on. Sorry.
LSU at Vanderbilt.
Winsburg.
I guess since I said they're going to be in the playoffs, I just don't believe in Brian Kelly whatsoever. I'm going to take Vanderbilt to beat LSU.
I've been back and forth on this game.
I am too.
I took them on my money line. Give me Vandy at home.
Ooh.
Wow. I thought I'd be on Island.
I'm after Rob with Spankles. I got to go LSU.
I can't believe that two of us picked Vanderbilt to beat LSU just now.
I'm about to throw up.
Now, I would, if it would have been at LSU, it would have been no question.
No question.
Yeah, I agree. It's that big home field advantage they can have there at Vanderbilt. I mean, it's going to be the place is going to be rocking. Best team in Tennessee is Vanderbilt.
Dozens of fans.
Best team in Nashville is Vanderbilt. No, I said that wrong.
The LSU defense is very good. So that's my reason for picking them. Oklahoma and South Carolina. Spanky takes Oklahoma.
Oklahoma.
I have to take Oklahoma.
But this is one of those games, man, that South Carolina is going to go out and score 60 points in.
Mm-hmm. It is. I'm going to go Oklahoma, but South Carolina at home, they're pretty good.
But it's a noon game, not a night game. If it had been a night game at South Carolina, I took South Carolina.
Yeah.
That place hits different at night.
And I've really wanted to – I figured y'all go – that's usually one of the ones I'll go opposite on. All right, Missouri at Auburn. This is going to be a good game.
It's a good game. I think Auburn's really pissed.
You think they are?
Think they're pissed?
I think Missouri's really pissed.
Why would Missouri?
Spanky took Auburn, by the way.
Whew.
I don't like either one of them.
I don't either.
I almost feel bad.
It's at Auburn. What time is that game? What time is that kickoff?
Give me Auburn. Screw it. We need Missouri to lose.
Auburn's defense played really well yesterday.
They did. You know they're going to be mad. I don't know if it's
they're going to be mad.
They're probably going to be like heartbroken too. So
that's what I'm saying. Give me Missouri. Misery.
M-I-Z.
P-O-O.
I'm going to go Auburn. Something's bound to go their way. It's got to go their way.
I'm hoping it goes their way against Alabama in a couple weeks.
I do too. Ole Miss at Georgia. This is a tough week.
Give me the Fighting Kiffins. Give me Ole Miss.
Spanky took Georgia.
They did not impress me last week. Georgia did not.
Georgia has squeaked by 3 times now. That comes to an end this time. Ole Miss makes them look bad.
At home.
Mm-hmm. I'm rolling with the Fighting Kiffins as well. Texas A&M at Arkansas. Spanky takes. What do they do?
The Colt.
Yeah.
Give me A&M.
Give me A&M as well, as much as I want to take Arkansas.
Yeah, I'm going to go A&M. They're playing good, man.
They are.
They're playing very good. I do think Arkansas will give them a hard time.
Yeah. That's always a good game.
Game 6, Texas Tech at Arizona State.
I have no reason to believe Arizona State will win this game. Give me Texas Tech.
If it was last year's Arizona State team, mm-hmm. I'm picking Arizona State, but give me Texas Tech.
Spanky takes Texas Tech. I'm taking Texas Tech as well. Game 7, USC, the real one, at Notre Dame.
Notre Dame's not beating anyone with a pulse this season. Their biggest win is Arkansas. I just said that, didn't I?
Spanky took the Irish.
Give me USC to finally knock Notre Dame out of the playoffs.
And Joshua?
Give me Notre Dame. It's on the East Coast this time, so.
That's my biggest reason for picking the Irish.
If it was at USC, I'd take USC.
Notre Dame, they're just going to, this is what they do.
Yeah.
They skim by and then get in somehow.
You're going to squeak in.
Game 8, Utah at BYU.
Taking BYU.
And taking BYU as well.
Spanky takes BYU. I'm taking Utah.
All right.
Didn't let you down last week.
They did not.
They will this week.
BYU did not impress me much last night either. Game 9, Washington at Michigan.
It's a tough one. It's a very tough one. Because Michigan could show up and absolutely demolish them. But Washington as well. Give me Michigan.
Can they both lose? Give me Michigan at home.
Yeah, just because Spanky took Michigan, by the way. But just because it's at the big house, I'm rolling with Michigan. All right, game 10. Tennessee at Alabama plus the total points.
Go ahead, Spur.
Spanky takes the Vols, 67 points.
No, you go ahead, Josh.
Well, I'm going to change my point total now.
No, you don't.
Give me the Vols with 69 points.
Give me Tennessee to win on a last-second Max Gilbert field goal of about 39 yards. Final score being
redemption
52-49. Give me 101 points scored.
Holy shit. Are you serious?
Sound familiar, doesn't it?
I did.
Sound familiar?
It does.
All right. We'll be back.
It's all a little crazy this week, ain't it?
Guys, I don't know who to pick. I'll be completely honest with you. I think the smart pick will be picking Alabama.
Look at your hat.
Yeah. Fuck Fama. Don't you do it. Don't you do it.
I was really hoping one of y'all would.
Not a chance in hell.
All right, give me the Vols. Let's go 70 points. I think, I don't know. We'll see. If one of y'all would have went with Bama, I would have went there too.
I figured you would have.
I have zero confidence in our defense, man.
Well, I said Bama scores 49 points. We score 52.
So what's going to have to be. Mm-hmm. Yep. All right. Thank you all for listening and watching us. We will post them, the pick'ems on Wednesday, I believe.
There's one last thing we got to do before we leave here tonight, Vol Daddy.
What?
You ready, Josh?
No. We don't give a damn.
We don't give a damn about the whole state of Alabama. We don't give a damn about the whole state of Alabama because
we're from Tennessee
baby.
Right. Go Vols.
All right, go Vols. Have a good night. Travis said, what the fuck? I quit watching. Sorry, buddy.